Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm talking about a woman's right to shoes.
You better give me those shoes.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
It's the Super Bowl 2015.
Jenna, give me a prime number.
13. It's Friday. It's Kelly's favorite,
it's gotta
too.
It's got to be.
Why not?
Most popular number on this show.
Caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And for those who say I stole Taylor Swift's favorite number,
no.
No, I was born before her, and it was my favorite number way before then.
Yeah. I mean, it was a close birth between Taylor and
very
Kelly.
Very close.
But
minutes away, actually.
Kelly edged her out. She chose 13 first.
I'm old enough to be her older sister.
You will be our final player in this week's Super Bowl.
All right.
We've seen Sasha Velo win $795 Christian Louboutins.
Yes, she did.
She won those yesterday. We've also seen Lindsey Johnson win a pair of Manolo Blahniks.
I respect that you can't pronounce these. That's good.
Yeah. Am I saying it wrong?
You're getting close.
Well,
which is fine.
You were close enough.
That's fine.
Manolo Blahnik.
Blahnik.
Yeah.
Blahnik.
Like that.
First of all, Al, you can't judge me because you can't say I'm either.
I said I respect you, though.
I respect you, too.
All right.
We have that out of the way now.
So we got a nice pair of shoes to give away today, too.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, there's something that rhymes with Poochie.
Huh?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's the final pair that we have that are the big brand names. I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
It's a weird rhyme.
I don't know.
It's a weird rhyme to go with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So this is how it's going to work, as it has every day this week. Two pair of shoes are going to be brought in on a silver platter.
Uh-huh.
Displayed beautifully. JC and Al will each grab one of the shoes and do their best to describe the shoe in their hand.
This is why it's
with their man terms, trying to describe a lady's pair of shoes. One of the shoes will be very designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other pair is still... It's still a good pair of shoes. I mean, it's a shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not losing here. It would just be nice.
One's
going to
be way more
expensive
than the other.
Super luxe designer brand.
Okay.
And why is this tough? Because Al and I don't know anything about shoes.
No,
yeah,
we really don't.
Yeah. And the brand and the logo and any giveaway is totally taped off. So even Kelly and I sometimes have a hard time differentiating between the two.
I believe on Tuesday I called some heels wedges. They were not.
And they were heels, like stilettos.
They were stilettos. That's what they're called.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to get our player on the line, and we're going to play the Super Bowl. Last day of the game. Liz Lopez, shout out. How you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Good. Are you masking?
Liz.
I am.
Do you have a big collection of shoes by chance?
I do. Maybe not. You know, super expensive designer shoes, but I do.
What's your favorite brand?
I'm obsessed with Steve Madden.
Steve Madden.
Oh, you would have loved. The other day we had some Kendall and Kylie Steve Madden.
Those were cute.
What's your favorite fantasy brand of shoes?
Yeah, like if you could buy any pair.
A favorite fantasy brand would be the Louboutins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Had those up for grabs this week, too.
We have some that are up there with it.
Don't worry. All the ones we have that are on the designer end are that level. So
Let's bring in today's shoes.
Bring in the shoes.
For Liz. Oh, okay.
Very casual today.
Very similar. Oh, this is going to be tough.
Yeah, these ones are quite similar. It's going to be hard to tell the difference.
A casual shoe.
Al's gotten... He's got shoe A
over here.
And I got shoe B.
Okay, Liz, my shoe is a sandal. It has the, what do you call it, T-strap? Is that?
A thong.
The thong thing that goes between the big toe and the next toe.
Uh-huh.
It's like thong evening.
Now, the strap that is on this sandal is a snake skin. Wow, it's real snake skin too, Liz. And the part that's over your foot, I don't know what that's called, the thong part, has like little stones in it, different color stones in it, all right? There's not much to describe here. It's a sandal. It's a flat.
How can you say there's not much to describe with that?
There's not.
Oh, my God.
Well, why don't you say
give us colors, Al. Colors.
The strap is colored pink with some black in it.
What about the sparkly stuff?
The sparkly stuff, just all kinds of colors. Purple, blue, dark blue, light blue, green, red. It's very pretty.
It sounds very pretty.
And it looks very expensive. But that's all I can really tell you.
Okay.
That was Shoe A.
That was Shoe A, okay?
Now, we've had guest describers on the show to help you out with describing the shoe. And since Al did an all right job there, we decided to bring in Kelly's daughter, Emma Kelly.
Now, she hasn't had a lot of shoe buying experience. She pretty much wears what I bring home.
All right.
So, good.
So we're going to supplement Big Al's description with Emma Kelly's description of Shoe A. And here it is for you. Okay, Liz?
Okay.
Well, it's a thong sandal, and the part you put your foot in is brown, and there's like a snake print strap, which is pink and black. There's a lot of jewels.
A lot.
And they're purple and blue and pink and yellow.
Wow, does all that go together?
Yes.
You think?
No.
No? So that's a sandal, all right. What do you think about it?
It would not look good on me.
Would it look good on me?
No.
Would it look good on who?
People that I don't know.
People you don't know might like the shoe better than you and I. Okay, so you're saying it's not your favorite?
No.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, let's hear Shoe B, JC.
Emma Kelly.
Yeah. I got to say, Emma Kelly. Kelly doesn't spend a whole lot of money on fancy shoes.
Kelly's not a shoe girl.
I wouldn't think she'd be able to describe shoes so well. I'm very impressed.
See, unlike Al, she described the color of the jewels. That would have been helpful.
Yep. I told you what color the jewels were.
You did, kind of.
Jewels. I'd give that one perfect, Emma Kelly.
Yeah. All right, Liz, here is Shoe B for you, okay? This shoe is...
Let me see that
thong. Also a thong sandal. It is brown. It's got a bunch of turquoise around the heel strap. So it's like little tiny turquoise
studs.
There you go.
Followed by
what other color with the turquoise? What are the studs?
There's other studs on the thong part of the sandal.
They look like Skittles.
Yeah, they do look like candy. You have pink, you have yellow, you have red, you have some more yellow, some baby blue, turquoise again, and pink. Those are the studs, the bigger studs on the thong part. It smells like leather. I'm not sure if it's real leather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would say it is.
I'm sure it's leather.
Mm-hmm. It's got a nice little padded heel at the bottom that will give you about, I'd say about a third of an inch of raise.
These are not stilettos today.
But I would say these feel extremely comfortable just by filling them up with my thumbs.
I would describe that color since you said brown. It's more...
What, Kelly?
I would say it's a Sierra. What's the crayon color that's kind of the warm tan?
Mm-hmm. I know colors.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty. Sienna?
Burnt sienna. Yeah. Yes, that's right. I forgot my Crayola colors. Yes, burnt sienna. That's a better way than saying brown, I think.
I could see you wearing these during the summer or the spring with some capri pants.
Definitely not a winter shoe.
No, okay.
Oh,
maybe a flowy skirt.
Or maybe you're going to a beach town. You're not going to get in the water necessarily at the moment, but you're just going to kind of walk around. So you're going to Playa. You're going to walk around on Fifth Avenue. Now, I can see you having these bad boys.
Let's get your supplemental description from Emma Kelly on Shoe B. Here it is.
Yeah.
It's a sandal shoe, and on the front, there's some pink, blue, yellow, and red jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, where you put your foot in, there's some blue jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a brown shoe.
Is this something that you would wear?
Probably not.
Really? Why not?
She didn't like either one.
Well, I don't know. It's a little bit too big for my foot.
You think that's the reason?
There you go.
No.
What
funny. Are you trying to say? You can say it. Be honest.
I don't really care for it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's an 8-year-old girl.
I'll be honest. She didn't really...
She didn't like either one of
these. You know, it was just not her thing.
But these aren't style right now. These are
big
time.
You know what? I think if she had to go buy pictures of them. Yeah. I think if she got to see them in person, she would have had a different opinion.
Okay, I see.
I would feel bad walking on concrete with these shoes.
Because they're so nice on the bottom.
The bottom is so nice. It's like almost...
The thing is JC's is not as blingy as Big Al's.
Yeah, mine's blingy. The jewels, as Emma Kelly put it, on my sandal, Liz... They are set in, it looks like gold, a gold setting. I'm sure it's not gold, but but the gold
or
colored
is it?
Setting.
Yours are flashier.
Maybe. Yeah, these are a little flashier, I think, than JC's.
Yeah, it depends on your personality. JC's are more subtle. They still have the stones, but not the gemstones.
I think these are very well made.
I think this was a good description.
Yeah, right. Your strap is,
I think so.
Is 100%.
What are you thinking, Liz? What are you thinking? Shoe A, Al's flashy shoe, or shoe B, JC's?
Yeah. I'd go flashy.
Emma Kelly didn't like shoe A for Kelly, but she didn't like shoe B, period.
I know, right?
So it's kind of hard. At least she was honest, though.
But there's the difference, though. One is flashy.
Are you more of a blingy person?
Yeah. I am a blingy person, but not on the shoes. I love accessories and big earrings. I love hoops and, you know, all that. But I've never had, like, really blingy shoes. So I think I'm going to stick with the non-blingy and go with shoe B.
Okay. You're going to go with shoe B. Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Good. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know which one's which. That's the one I would have
chosen. That's the one. Let's see what Emma Kelly would have picked.
What would you have picked, Jenna? A or B?
I know, so.
Yeah, Jenna can't pick. But let's pick B. Let's see what Emma Kelly would have picked.
Well, my number one answer is shoe B.
Shoe B.
Yay! All right.
Okay. Yay.
Well, it has just a little bit less jewels and bling.
Mm-hmm, because the other one had a little bit too much for you?
Yes.
All right, but, you know, that's the one you'd like to wear. But if you had to choose which one you thought was the most expensive, which one do you think is the designer brand?
Well, I think the most expensive one was shoe A.
Why? Because of the blinging?
Because it has more jewels and stuff, but I think more people would buy shoe B.
Okay, so the more expensive shoe you think was shoe A, but you think you'd prefer to wear, if you had to, but you don't really want to.
No, I do. I would love to wear it.
Oh, so is it growing on you?
Yeah.
So Emma Kelly would have gone with shoe B.
Should be a grew
just
on
like
her.
You, Liz. Let's see what you would
That's
have won.
Girl.
Yep. This is the one you did not select.
You did not select the $90 Steve Madden shoe.
Yay!
All right.
And what'd Liz, what'd she get, Nick?
Liz, the shoe you won is a thong silhouette that's as arresting as it is effortless. This bitter orange impeccable Italian sandal features geometric cutouts and a rainbow of polished stones in these Gucci sandals.
Gucci!
Valued at $850.
$850!
I'll tell you what's so crazy.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
$850!
I know, because when you think of expensive, you're like, I want strappy heels, you know?
Holy moly.
What the heck?
$850! Oh, my God, I'm afraid to even wear them.
Right?
You got to wear them, girl. I'm telling you. Don't let them sit in your closet. You have to wear them.
I am so ready for this summer. Oh, my God.
Take these things to the payday loan place. You can get a loan out on these bad boys.
Liz, you could rub the sole of this shoe on your face, and it feels so good.
You know the real giveaway is the stitching.
I'm going to do that, JC. I'm going to rub it on my face.
No.
You can tell by stitching, if you look at Al's shoe, the stitching that shows up.
Uh-huh.
And that stitching's, like, flawless.
This is flawless.
Gosh.
Great pick, Liz. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hold on.
Yay. Baby.
Up with those thongs.
Thank you, Emma Kelly.
Oh, I'll tell her you said so.
$800 sandals.
Wow. Liz Lopez.
Thank you.
Picking right.
And all of these shoes all week have come from Nordstrom. I don't think we got them for free or anything, but so, you know, just letting you know.
Nordstrom, great shoe department.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
This is how we do. You want to win up to $1,000 for correctly picking which of her songs Katy Perry will perform first during her halftime show?
Heck yeah!
Well, we want you to take part in the Katy Perry Super Bet. Call us up right now, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take callers 11, 12, and 13. We have 6 songs remaining.
Uh-huh.
The favorites are already taken, so you could win now between $400 up to $1,000.
Okay.
Because the $200 songs have been taken.
Those were the favorites, all right.
But first, while we get the callers, we have an update. Previously on the Kid Kranick Morning Show, Jennifer decided she wanted to get married to her boyfriend. But
Shannon. That's her boyfriend.
Oh, Shannon, yes. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And Jennifer had no place to do this. Big Al Max stepped up to the plate.
And I said, why don't you get married at my bar? I've always wanted to have a wedding.
Well, she
there.
Heard you say that, yeah. And then she called in.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to get married in your bar.
So
which
now
I think it's a fun idea.
So now it's going down. Now it's officially happening.
It's officially happening. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. How are y'all?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I am doing great.
How's the wedding planning going?
Oh, it has been. It's been a whirlwind, but it has been so much fun. I've been so busy.
Really? Yeah. Like doing what?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've only been engaged 5 days, and now I'm going to pick out wedding dresses. It's amazing.
How exciting.
5 days engaged.
I know.
Do we have an official wedding date by chance?
May 16th, correct, Jennifer?
Yes, May 16th.
Oh, let me see if I'm busy.
Oh, wait a minute. We have to check and see.
I check my calendar.
You're right.
I'm an integral part of the ceremony.
Kelly's available. Hang on.
We might have to change your wedding. Hold on. Based on Kelly's schedule, Jennifer.
Well, May 16th is Armed Forces Day.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But I think I can work it in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me write down wedding.
Jennifer wedding. And Shannon's wedding.
And Jennifer, your fiance, Shannon, it was his idea, right, to hit up the show?
Yes. Well, I mean, just listening.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I know where we can get married. We can get married at Big Al's Bar.
So we have an update.
We have an update, okay. Of course. So you know, excited. I'm throwing in the catering. I'm throwing in some chicken wings and some Big Al's balls and all that kind of stuff.
Huh? But it's so amazing It's so incredible because the minute we mentioned it, people just started offering stuff.
Yeah.
The phone just started ringing. Our emails
and tweets went crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Facebook and tweets. Just people offering all kinds of stuff, and we appreciate
it. Like, I'll do the cupcakes and I'll do this. Yeah.
It's been quite a ride.
Well, the one update I wanted to inform you about, Jennifer, was we found someone that has agreed to officiate the wedding.
Yeah, it won't be Al. It's
It won't be me, but I think it's somebody that you'll like. Officiating your wedding, Jennifer and Shannon, will be Coolio!
Yay! Oh, my
You're welcome.
Amazing.
What?
Coolio.
Why not?
The one, the only Coolio. Yes, Gangster's Paradise. He will be officiating your wedding and performing afterwards.
Oh,
performing? Yes.
Yes, I don't even know what to say. So, I should walk down the aisle to Gangster's Paradise.
You will. You most definitely will.
It's kind of a morbid song, isn't it?
Maybe Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah, Fantastic Voyage might be better.
Come along and ride a Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah,
that's a better. That's a more upbeat one. I think Gangster's Paradise is like about death.
Yeah,
so let's do a one about life.
Or maybe we could do that other hit Coolio had.
Hey, you know what? Easy. Easy, everybody.
That's two more than you've had.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it may have got a Grammy.
Yeah. He had the Keenan and Kel theme.
Yep, yep.
Oh, this song.
Get down.
Want to get up to get down.
This could be your first dance.
So Coolio's excited. I talked to him yesterday. He's excited. He's never
got to get ordained, right?
Yeah, he's got to get ordained, of course. So he's going to go through the whole thing. This is not like Coolio is just going.
Oh, I thought maybe this was like already something he did on the side.
No, this is not going to be like a pretend to marry you. He's going to actually marry you. I mean, you know, perform the ceremony.
Oh my God! I don't even. I'm speechless, and I'm so excited.
We're excited.
I mean, who could imagine to get married by Coolio?
Nobody.
Well, apparently Kelly could because it's her idea.
My idea. I'll take the credit and the blame.
Right.
That is just so amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
All right.
Amazing.
We'll be in touch. Yeah, okay.
We'll keep working on the wedding, Jennifer.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
That's Jennifer
there. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, wedding planners and stuff, and they have the traditional wedding stuff, but this is absolutely not a traditional wedding.
No, not at all.
So if people want to get involved that has some sort of unique, like, little twist they can put on it.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Tweet us or Facebook us or email us, call us, whatever.
A mini pony? You know, I don't know.
When are tickets going on sale?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to sell tickets to wedding.
No, that wouldn't be right.
I don't do that.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No.
All right, let's do some betting.
Hey, if I could, I would. Trust me.
Yeah, I know you would. This is how we do. We're doing the Katy Perry Super Bet. This is where you get to pick one of the Katy Perry songs that could potentially be the first one she performs during her halftime show performance during the big game. Based on Las Vegas odds, you could win now between 400 and 1,000 because the 200s are gone.
All right.
All right, let's bring in our bettors. How you doing, Kim Pyle?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good?
Yeah, she did say she was good.
Were you planning on watching the Super Bowl?
Yes, we're going to a party.
You don't sound very excited.
Oh, it's a husband thing, huh?
I know. Sometimes you just want to watch it at home.
You just got to stay in the kitchen with a 7-layer dip.
Yep.
Exactly.
And come out for the halftime show to see if you win your money, because we're going to let you pick one of the remaining songs. These are the ones that are left, okay, Kim?
Okay.
You have This Is How We Do, her latest, $400. That'll win you. E.T. will win you $600, mm-hmm. as will Wide Awake and Waking Up in Vegas.
Okay.
Will win you $800. And then your long shots are California Girls and Teenage Dream. Those come in at $1,000 if she ends up playing those first. So which one would you like to bet on, Kim?
Well, I love Vegas, so I'm going to go with Teenage Dream.
You know what? That's what I was thinking, Kim. I mean, it's all when you're a teenager, you dream about playing in the NFL. You think about playing in the Super Bowl. I can see that. I can actually see that.
All right, Kim.
It's probably my favorite Katy Perry song, honestly. Yeah. I love this song.
The video is great.
And it's a long shot. You know, you might as well. You're playing with the house money, so you might as well go for it.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. I'm saying.
All right, we got
there
you down for Teenage Dream. Thank you, Kim.
That would be my bet.
Thank you. I'm so glad you chose that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I don't think she's going to sing it first.
Hey, you never know.
I love it.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Let's get the second better on the phone.
All right.
Dawn Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
All right, well, Teenage Dream, one of the long shots, was taken off the board. So now you have This Is How We Do, E.T., Wide Awake, Waking Up in Vegas, and California Girls remaining. Which one would you like to pick, Dawn?
I think I'm going to go with This Is How We Do.
This is how we do. All right. That one right there could win you $400. That's a safe bet, Dawn. Well done. We got you down. Are you going to be watching?
I am going to be watching.
You going to a Super Bowl party?
I am.
All right, because I want to party with
everyone. You know, I used to love, when I was a couple, I love going to the parties because I love hanging out with the women and then watching the commercials. And then when the game comes back on, we go back and do our girl stuff. And then the commercials used to be it.
Yeah.
And now they release them all so early, it's not that
exciting. It took away from the
right.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Don, good luck with your bet, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. All right. And
this is How We Do and Teenage Dream off the board.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Marianne Paredes.
Yes, hello.
You get to pick the final pick this hour. Now we have $600 songs, an $800 song, and a $1,000 song. You got E.T., Wide Awake, Waking Up in Vegas, or California Girls. Which one would you like to bet on?
I think I'm going to go with E.T.
E.T.?
E.T.
That's a good one.
All right.
I think that's the one Jenna would have picked.
Dark Horse. No, I like the Dark Horse bet.
My bad.
All right, girl.
Unless she comes down from the sky like an alien.
Maybe.
What if Kanye comes out and performs?
What if Kanye comes out?
What if?
All right, Marianne, E.T., we're rooting for you. Well, we want to root for everybody. We wish
Well, I mean, we don't really know.
We have no clue.
We have no intel. Marianne, good luck this weekend.
Good luck. Have fun watching the game, okay?
I will. Thank you, guys.
All righty.
All right.
All right, there we go.
Woo!
We're going to do it again in 1 hour.
Do y'all do the thing during the Super Bowl commercials where everybody pitches in a dollar and you bet, like, what commercial is going to come, like, what industry, like,
no.
whether it's financial or...
That sounds boring.
What?
It's not boring at all. Everybody puts
commercial
in
squares.
Industry?
Yeah. Like, you know, it's going to be a movie or it's going to be a car commercial or it's going to be a beer commercial.
We have a better... What industry?
I think it would be better to, like...
Beer.
Chug a beer, like,
do that
when something happens.
Yeah.
I just do squares.
The legal baby.
I'm not invited to your Super Bowl party.
Okay.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
A little flashback Friday for you right here.
Yeah, buddy.
Joining us on the phone right now, one of the ladies from this group right here, TLC. Her name is Chili.
She's my favorite one.
Her name is
Sanja. Everybody knows Chili.
Chili, I'm not just saying that. I really mean that. I follow you. I watched you when you... Yes, I watched you on Rachel and Guy when you did that cook-off show.
Whoa.
I've watched you try to find love with that nasty Patty Stanger from Millionaire Matchmaker. She doesn't like redheads, so I have a problem with her.
Oh, she doesn't?
I'm not lying. I love Chili.
Well, thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, well, everybody loves Chili.
I was wondering if you were just saying that because I was on the phone.
Yeah.
No. She's legit.
I had to validate that I'm telling you the truth. My daughter and I loved watching you on that cook-off.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Chili, TLC's going back on tour, and you guys are going with New Kids on the Block and Nelly, right?
Yes, we are. We're so excited. This actually came about that's crazy. Now I have to say 2 years ago. This is 2015.
Wow.
But we did a show together, and new kids waited around and watched our show, and we got a phone call shortly after that that they wanted us to go on tour with them. So, you know, it was obviously a no-brainer for us. It was like, yes, we'll totally do this.
And it takes and 2 years for that to come to fruition?
It didn't take 2 years. This came together. We knew this last year, like last summer.
Okay.
Spring, actually. Because we had a photo shoot together, but we had to keep quiet for a while.
I see. Okay.
We had to keep that kind of quiet.
I think your door is open.
Yeah, yeah. Put your seatbelt on,
yeah. How did Nelly get involved in this mix?
I'm not sure, but I know we were locked in first, and so then I'm not sure when they reached out to him, but he came on shortly after.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a great lineup.
Absolutely.
It's been 13 years since your guys' last album dropped, 3D. You guys are coming up with a new one, and you guys did a Kickstarter, right, for it?
Yes, we did. We went through Kickstarter, and we are very happy that that's the route that, you know, we chose to take in doing this with the fans. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we are already getting so many ideas from our fans as far as album titles and song titles and, you know, all that stuff, that all the creative stuff that goes into making an album. And people are continuing to pledge. You know, we have updated rewards. It's so cool. This is just, it's very exciting for us.
Yeah, because I don't know if it set any records, but it was really quick that you met the goal of 150,000. I just checked, and you're almost to 250,000 with 20 days to go.
Well, we got change left over.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Now, are you really, Katy Perry kicked in, like, $5,000. Other people
yes,
have
kicked.
Yeah. I mean, does she get to do the slumber party? What's her prize?
Yeah.
That girl can do whatever she wants, you know. She can come, we can have a slumber party with her. We'd love to actually have her in on some writing sessions and stuff like that. But, you know, whatever she wants, we're just happy that she, you know, she's a TLC fan and wants another TLC album. So that said a lot to us. And, you know, the guys, new kids, you know, they gave 10,000, and it was just like, what? Like, it was crazy.
Well,
love coming from everywhere.
Donnie kicked in another 10, but he said his stipulation, he has to be in the video, right?
No, he said that he has to, we have to do a duet, but we've been talking about that. We started talking about that actually at the photo shoot, and we think Dallas Austin is probably the perfect person who can make that collaboration, you know, exist.
Uh-huh.
He's good at stuff like that.
Because you guys used to work with Dallas Austin back in the day. Like, you guys have been working with him forever, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like an honorary member of TLC, so.
Well, Chili, you know, since I have followed your love life so closely, because you put it out there, you had your own show, what was it, on VH1 a couple years ago?
VH1, yes, What Chili Wants.
And then the Millionaire Matchmaker thing. Are you in love yet?
You got a man?
You know, I'm having a good time, and I'm very happy. I'll say that.
Okay, that means Chili getting
that's
some.
The laugh. That's the laugh of someone in love.
We'll say that. You know,
or somebody getting some chili. That's what that means.
You're right, though, Kelly. Chili, I would say you're one of the first big celebrities to allow us into your life, because I remember watching an episode of Sally Jesse Raphael back in the day. And
Oh, you saw that.
I did. And I connected myself with you after I found out about my real dad, because you met your dad, your biological father, on Sally Jesse Raphael on TV, letting us all in.
Oh, wow.
Well, they it's funny, because when they found my father, I said, hey, I cannot meet him for the first time on the show.
Uh-huh.
And they understood that, because I wanted to meet him, you know, in person first, like in private. And because it was just too much for me to, you know, I couldn't do it on TV for the first time. I think I would have fallen apart. It was too much emotion.
Yeah, you cry.
But I mean, to this day, I'm so thankful that they did that. You know, I mean, I'm so super, super close to my brother who lives in Atlanta. And it's really nice. You know, you never know what's going to happen when you meet family members that you don't know, especially a mom or, you know, mom and a dad or something like that. And I never wanted to meet him and try to disrupt his family or, you know, oh, my life was so messed up because you weren't there, because that wasn't it. That was never, ever my case. I just wanted to know my other half. And now there that I do, I have family that's from Bangladesh. I was like,
what?
I know I'm mixed with something, but I'm not, I can't quite put my finger on it.
What am I?
Well, you knew it. I never guessed Bangladesh.
Yeah.
So I know all the backgrounds now, so I'm good to go.
No, and I bet he's super proud of you,
Yeah,
too.
JC had a similar experience.
I did.
He didn't meet his bio dad until much later in life, so that's why he connected with you on that.
Well, I actually, I went online because I was going to meet my real dad, and I looked up people meeting their dads for the first time, and that's when I saw your video with Sally, and I saw other people's. So I wanted to get myself ready for, like, am I going to cry? Do I hug him? Do I shake his hand? And you helped me out with that.
So she was like the hype video for
you. Yeah, she was my hype video.
I love that. That makes me feel good, because you're right. You don't know what kind of emotions are come over you, and you don't know what to do. Do I just say, shake a hand, say hi, or what? You don't know. You just kind of have to go with what feels natural to you.
Exactly.
So, Chili, this tour, the main event tour, is going to kick off in May, correct?
May 1st.
And then have you guys already been in this, even though this new album, you guys haven't, you know, produced it all yet, are you going to have some new material, or are you just going to play all the old hits everyone loves?
Well, we're definitely going to play all of our hits and stuff like that. And, you know, we're definitely working very hard to get some new stuff out there so that we can perform that as well. So,
yeah,
it's a lot of work. And, you know, again, I just kind of want to go back to Kickstarter. Like, we have over 2,000 pledges. Our goal is to get 10,000 pledges, you know, and so that's our real goal. And because the more we have, the more we can use for the album. And obviously, it's all for the album.
Yeah.
You know, we're not pocketing any of this money going shopping and buying crazy things. Like, this is completely about this album. So
I'm going to put 20 on it myself.
Yeah, there are
prizes for everybody.
Cool giveaways. I love when they do this on Kickstarter. Yeah. Because, I mean, just with a donation of $5, you're going to get an exclusive track and get to communicate with the girls during the recording process. And then if you pledge a little bit more money, you have what? VIP concert tickets, a recorded custom voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
I love
new things. So go to the Kickstarter.
Yeah. We just put up new rewards. And yes, we're going to do voicemails for people, and Tion and I are so crazy and just silly, so it's going to be really funny.
Yeah, I want to do your workout class.
Yeah.
That's one of the prizes.
Oh.
Yeah, you work out with Chili.
It is. It'd be a Beachbody workout program. I don't know which one. I'll kind of let that person choose, and then we're going to have a good time.
So, like, the P90X stuff.
All right.
About this tour, where
tickets go on sale Sunday?
Sunday.
I'm sorry?
Tickets go on sale Sunday?
Yes. And you can, they do. Just go to Ticketmaster and, it's right there.
Type it in.
All right.
So check Sunday for the ticket sales, and make sure you go to Kickstarter to chip in. Because, I mean, they still, the more money they raise, the better it can be.
Yeah.
Better videos, better music. It'll be fun.
We can tell you in the car. Where are you going right now? We can tell you in the car.
I'm actually taking my son to the doctor.
Aww.
What's he got, a little cold or something?
He'll be asking private stuff like
that. Oh, my bad.
Right?
What's wrong with him?
My bad.
You know, he's feeling a little under the weather.
Aww.
You know, we have to fly to Boston tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
He has a big audition at our Berklee School of Music out there, so I got to make sure he's all together.
Yeah, I got to make sure them pipes are working.
Nice.
Well, we wish him well.
Y'all be safe up in Boston.
Thank you.
I heard they got a little snow.
Oh, my God. It's so cold.
Yep.
It is cold. That's Chili.
All right,
TLC
Chili.
Right, I know you're busy. Take your son to the doctor, and we'll see you on tour, okay, Chili?
Yay! You guys promise to come?
Oh,
promise.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to go online Sunday. Ticketmaster.com for these tickets.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chili.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Chili and I would be best friends.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
Not even, y'all think I'm lying.
I know you're not.
No, I know you're not. I'm actually more worried that you've been following her.
She happens to pop up on these shows that I watch. I'm like, what in the world? The only reason I watched that episode of Millionaire Matchmaker was because she was on it. Because Patty Stanger is so mean to redheads.
Yeah.
Mean. She hates us. And it's like, why?
Kelly, if you were going to hang out with Chili, you need a cool TLC nickname. What would your nickname
K-Raz.
Be?
K-Raz.
K-Raz?
There you go. Yeah. K-Raz.
You're a flat booty.
What's wrong with that? No.
Because you already got T-Boz, and that's too many
T-Boz K-Raz.
Initials.
What about Ginger?
Ginger. Ginger the Ninja.
Well, they're missing an L. Do I have to have something with an L?
We'll
so I can be a part of TLC?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need an L.
Lil Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
We're working out at this high school gymnasium, and we have those workout bands, you know, and I'm doing my exercises, and I don't know what happened. And I open my eyes, and he's looking at me about, you know, 3 or 4 inches over my face, and I'm thinking, holy crap, what happened? And then finally it realized I had passed out. And when I passed out, when I landed on my wrist, hit my head on the gym floor, got the concussion, and later found out I actually had broken my neck.
Oh,
He's looking over me. He's trying to help me, and a nurse comes over, and she's, like, taking my blood pressure, and it was going up. And she goes, Donnie, you need to leave. And he's looking at me, and he's like, do I stay? Do I go? I don't know what to do. Mm. And finally, I just looked at him. I said, Donnie, you have to leave.
He was getting her excited. Yeah. Her blood pressure going up.
It was hilarious. And that's why I had 2 sprained wrists, a concussion, a broken neck, and I told Donnie Osmond to leave.
That's good. Thanks, Kathy.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
Wow.
It was.
You don't even understand the controversy that phone call led to in this office.
Right? We are under severe investigation right now.
Severe?
Because
I had read that Donnie Osmond was the reason why Donatello from the Ninja Turtles was named Donatello, Donnie.
Because and that's why he dresses in purple.
Allegedly, Donnie Osmond loves purple. And was friends.
No, it's not allegedly. He loves purple.
He loves purple.
That's not
no, I'm saying allegedly. And yeah. That he's friends with one of the creators of the Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. So, my wife Kinsey told me this. That was in an interview, so I believed it. And even Kathy said it was true. And then the guys in the back and I have started doing research. And Al, this investigation is coming to prove that Donnie Osmond might not be the reason why Donatello was named Donatello.
Really?
So we're investigating. I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of Donnie Osmond and the creator of the Ninja Turtles so we could lay this to rest.
We need to call the airline so you can hold your flight so we can get to the bottom of this before you take off.
I want to interview that turtle.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to travel. I want to figure this out.
I want to interview the turtle.
I know. Like, Donatello lives underground. But while we do the investigation.
Does he?
Yeah. He does. He's real.
There's no sword.
There's a big game going on this weekend.
I hear.
And we're having Katy Perry Super Bets going on, which means you get to win up to $1,000 if you can correctly guess which song Katy Perry will perform first during her performance.
Okay.
There's 3 songs left.
Mm-hmm.
Wide Awake, Waking Up in Vegas, California Girls. Those songs range between $600 and $1,000.
Wow.
That's how much you can win.
All right.
Exciting.
All the favorites were taken. Those are the remaining ones. And our final contestants get to pick from those.
It would be hilarious if the person who gets the last pick and no choice wins.
I know.
Yeah, it would.
It could happen.
It could.
We don't know.
Stranger things have happened. Kyle, what's going on, Kyle?
Not much. How are you guys?
Doing good, brother.
Fabulous.
Just chilling here, bro.
You a betting man?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, you are. Okay. Okay, well, you don't have the favorites anymore. Are you pretty familiar with the Katy Perry songs?
Yes, I am.
All right.
What's your favorite Katy Perry song, Kyle?
I would probably have to say Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that one, too. Great beat.
They hate us because they ain't.
But that one's taken, right, JC?
That is taken, Jenna. That was taken one of the first ones.
Yeah, first round. Okay, so what are his options?
Kyle, you have 3 to choose from. You can choose Wide Awake, which can win you $600. Waking Up in Vegas, which can win you $800. And a long shot, California Girls. That can win you $1,000. Those are the 3 remaining songs. Which one would you like to bet on?
I would say California Girls. Just go for it all.
Why not, Kyle?
Well,
might as well.
Not your money.
Yeah, yep. I like that.
Kyle, you're a risk taker. I like that about you, sir. Sing it, Kyle. Come on.
Come on, Kyle.
Yeah. I don't know this song. I don't know the words to it.
He's just going for the money.
I know the song, but I don't know the actual words to it. So.
Right.
Okay. All good,
get
Kyle.
Ready for it.
You know what, Kyle?
That's all I needed was backup singing.
Yeah.
Kyle kept his man card there. I'm good with it.
Kyle doesn't want to get made fun of at work by his buddies. I understand that, Kyle.
Who's your pick for the game, man?
I'm going to have to, as I hate to, because I'm a Cowboys fan through and through, I'm going to have to take probably the Patriots.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
All right. Yeah.
You can't bet against Giselle. You know, you just can't.
She has nothing to do with it.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, Kyle. Well, good luck this weekend, buddy. Have fun.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Have a good day.
You too.
Kyle got California girls.
Yes,
that's off the board. Okay, let's move on. To our second bet this hour, Kimberly Gonzalez. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Well. Shout out, by the way. Kimberly, you're our second Kim, actually, in this contest. So we're going to put you down as Kimberly, and you get to choose between Wide Awake and Waking Up in Vegas.
Well, my daughter was listening, and she wanted me to pick California Girls at first.
Oh, but Kyle just took it.
Yeah. So she wants to do Wide Awake.
Wide Awake.
Wide Awake. I feel good about that one.
You do?
I do. I feel like she would start with this song.
Start slow?
To build it up. You know, you always want to do the build up.
Yeah.
Nah, this is in the middle.
You never know. We don't know.
We don't even know if she's going to do all of those songs.
We have no idea. Well, good luck. Good luck, Kimberly. Hope you win.
Thank you.
Are you going to a Super Bowl party this weekend, Kimberly, or are you watching at home?
Well, I don't know. My parents were wanting to do something, but of course, you know, we don't like the Patriots because of Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. How do you not like Tom Brady?
Why does everybody have to like him?
He's a honky.
He's what?
He's a honky.
He's too cocky.
Cocky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's
Seattle because they beat Green Bay, and the Green Bay beat Cowboys, so it's like,
okay,
I'm just going to sit back and watch it.
There you go.
There you go. You're going based on what team beat your team, and then that beat the team that beat your team.
There you go.
I respect that, Kimberly. Good luck. All right.
Okay. You're throwing out a lot of respect today.
Hold on for us.
I appreciate that. I respect that.
I feel like during football season, you throw a lot of respect.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to, especially during the big game, I mean. I can't say it right now because we're doing this.
Want some soup?
You know what I'm saying? Melissa, how you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
You're good. Melissa, do you like when you don't have a choice?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think it's karma, though. My daughter earlier this morning, she said, it's got to be Waking Up in Vegas. So.
Are you serious?
She actually thought that Vegas was in Arizona.
JC just said really interesting because I was like, well, that'd be the last one I'd choose since it's location-based. But you know, Katie changes lyrics to things, and that's an easy change
Waking up in Phoenix, yeah.
And it could be the start of it.
It could, definitely. She mentioned that. We saw Katy Perry. That was my daughter's first concert back in October. So she said, you know, she goes to different cities, and she changes up the words. So that definitely could be it. That could happen.
All right.
I feel good about that.
Waking up in Phoenix, or maybe waking up in Scottsdale. I think it's in Scottsdale. It's over there.
It's in Arizona.
It's in the Arizona area.
Western, yeah.
Yeah. So you get
fingers crossed.
You got Waking Up in Vegas. That'll win you $800 if she ends up singing that first. Okay, Melissa.
Awesome. Thank you.
You tell your daughter, great choice.
Good luck.
I will do that. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
There we go. All the bets are locked in.
It's done, baby.
And JC, it's actually Tempe.
Oh, it's in Tempe? Man, I was way off.
I just thought since you corrected me, I would correct you.
Come correct.
I said, is it? Which gives me lead way.
Jenna got it.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that that's where their stadium is unless they moved
it's in Tempe. Right, yeah, I'm sure it's in Tempe.
I could also be wrong.
The University of Phoenix Stadium? Why don't you name it the University of Tempe Stadium? Things that make you think. Speaking of bets, there's some other cool stuff you can bet on during the big game.
Yeah, I like a couple of these. You can bet on how many times will Giselle be shown on TV during the game. The over and under is 1.5. I would think she's going to be shown at least 2 or 3 times.
He doesn't want her to be there.
Tom Brady said she's not coming because she's sick and she's not allowed to be there.
She's coming. She's bringing the kids.
She's going to defy the Tom Brady?
She's coming. She's not going to stay at home while her husband's playing in the Super Bowl.
He said she's banned.
She's coming. Also,
she doesn't do herself any favors by going.
This is a good one. Will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after scoring a touchdown in the game? Because that's his thing. If he breaks away, he usually jumps in backwards, holding the ball up in the air, grabbing his crotch. That's his thing, and he gets fined for it.
I bet he's going to do that. That's a pretty safe bet. How many times will deflated balls be said during the game? The over and under on that is 3. I would think that's going to be more than 3, too. So I'd take the over on that.
You would take the over?
Yeah, it's some good prop bets. Right?
You know, Idina Menzel is going to be singing the national anthem.
Uh-huh.
And the big bet is, will she omit at least one word? Will she mess up?
I don't think she will. I think she'll get it.
Yeah, they're saying she's not going to mess up. The favorite is that she'll get it right. But you can win a lot of money if she messes up.
And the over and under, speaking of the national anthem, the over and under on how long the song will be is 122.5 seconds. How long will the national anthem be?
She's not going to mess it up.
No, she's not going to mess it up. And I think she'll drag it out longer than 122.
She won't drag it out as long as Alicia Keys. Oh, my God. I thought she'd never shut up. Remember, she sang for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. The game was in halftime by the time she was done
with
the national. That's what happened.
Not that I have a problem with Alicia. I just thought she sang too long. Just,
when you have that stage, you might as well take advantage.
Stay out there as long as you can.
And for the ladies, we have the sexiest Super Bowl studs to watch.
Okay.
You know, you're going to be watching the game, and he's going to take his helmet off, and you're going to be like, oh, who is that? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here are the guys you should be looking for, ladies. On the New England Patriots side, Julian Edelman. He's a wide receiver, wears number 11.
Okay.
He's going to be catching a lot of balls. From number two, the Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what he looks like. He's dreamy.
He's all right.
He's all-American football player hot. But to me, you know.
Yep. Yeah, he's your all-American boy. Yeah. Then you got the party animal, Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, Gronk is not hot.
He's
Gronk?
The Gronk?
Yeah,
that's what they call him.
That's what they call him.
The Gronk?
Kelly, what do you think of the Gronk?
I think he's, you know, he'd be a fun college boyfriend.
Yeah, he's fun. He does funny things on the sidelines.
Then you got Jonas Gray, the running back from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They need to clean up that beard a little bit from
I think he cleaned
it's
it
too
up.
Patchy. I don't like the patchy beard.
Then you got Michael Humanamawanawi.
Yeah.
He's got a long last name.
Who?
Humanamawanawi.
Namana.
He's a backup tight end to Gronkowski.
And who is that that's, I know you're doing the hot players. Who is that that's expecting a baby? Baby is supposed to be delivered possibly on Super Bowl Sunday.
All of them?
Sherman?
No. Yeah, Richard Sherman's
Richard
baby.
Sherman, I think.
The one that's acknowledging the
yeah.
Jenna. He's talking
Richard
about the
Sherman.
His wife may go into
actually,
labor on Super Bowl Sunday.
I think yeah. She's cool with him.
So he may have to leave the Super Bowl early.
Yeah, he's one of the sexiest players on the Seattle Seahawks. He's number 6.
All right.
You also have Russell Wilson from the Seahawks as a sexy player. Cooper Helfitt. He's a tight end for the Seahawks.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow.
The ladies like the Cooper guy.
Well, we're showing them on Kid TV.
You like? Is that your favorite so far, Kelly?
I like the Coop.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we'll have all these pictures up at KidNation.com if you want to be watching the game and have those guys ready to go.
Is he a starter, though? Because it takes him down a notch when they don't start.
He's too cute to be a starter.
Okay. Luke Wilson is starting over here.
That's a little like Tim Tebow.
Well, he'll be out there a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Kelly's right.
Bobby Wagner is listed for the ladies.
Right.
He's a brother Al.
Yeah,
eyes are beautiful.
Last year's Super Bowl MVP, Malcolm Smith.
Ooh.
Who's
that?
That's Malcolm Smith.
Number 53?
Yeah. He's a linebacker, Kelly.
Man, down with the Browns
Seahawks have cool.
He will blitz you all day long.
The Seahawks just have such cool uniforms and equipment.
He looks like a rapper.
And this is...
Well, he's wearing a hoodie and a hat.
Why, Kelly?
And he's black.
He's wearing a hoodie and a hat. That's
I'm wearing
like
a hoodie and a hat.
I'm wearing a hoodie and a hat.
Do I look like a rapper?
Yes.
Look at me. Do I look like a rapper?
Ridiculous.
I don't believe on this one. Steven Hushka, the kicker for the Seahawks.
See, now he's nice.
He looks like
he's
E from Entourage.
Nice, clean-cut boy.
He looks like E from Entourage.
Oh, he's definite friend zone.
Pretty eyes.
Friend zone. So there you have it.
Friend zone.
We'll put them up for you at KidNation.com. You can check out the sexiest players during the Super Bowl. Have them ready to go while the game's going on.
You want to date a football player? Do you want to date the kicker?
Yeah.
I mean, he's making some bank.
The kicker's going to play the longest.
He's not going to get hurt, yeah.
And he's just chilling.
And he's faithful because nobody else wants the kicker.
Nobody wants to hook up with the kicker.
Kicker's not. Yeah, he's not going to cheat.
Most faithful on the team, the kicker. There you go, ladies.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.